understand that if people vote for Prop 78 and it passes and it goes into effect, will that mean that Pfizer, Merck, and GlaxoSmithKline will be required under the law to provide discounted drugs to people who qualify under whatever the provisions of 78 are?
That's not how 78 works.
Okay.
It's not a requirement. It's a voluntary program.
Voluntary on the part of the manufacturers.
Yeah.
Okay. But speaking of those manufacturers, I wanted to see if I could pin you down a little bit more on the contributions that they're making financially to this campaign. The person I spoke to, speaking for Prop 79, said that $72 million were going to be spent on behalf of 78. Is that a reasonable estimate from your point of view?
No, first of all, that's not correct, because we're running two campaigns. One is to make sure 78 passes.
Right. You know,
one is to make sure 79 doesn't pass.
Right. And do you know how much you're planning to spend on each of those two separate campaigns?
No, I don't.
Is $72 million for both of them outrageously large by your estimate?
It's not a record. That I know.
Okay.
And I think it is a lot of money, and certainly nobody wanted to spend that kind of money. We had hoped that this thing would have been resolved through SB 19 in the legislature.
Right.
However, now we've got two initiatives on the ballot that we're dealing with.
Right.
This is a large state with expensive media markets.
We
need to break through and educate the people of California about what 78 will do and how it will work.
Right.
And it will work. And why 78 is a false promise.
What can you say about what percentage of the budget for Prop 70, for yes on 78, no on 79, is being provided by the major pharmaceutical companies?
I can't say anything about that.
Okay.
I don't know.
Speaking of